Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally, for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Doesn't sound like the usual mindless, boring, getting to know you chit chat. This sounds like you actually have something to say.
Well, maybe.
Why are we having these conversations? What the hell am I doing here?
Now, what time was this supposed to start?
11 o'clock, mate. Right.
I mean, Tom did check on WhatsApp and it said last Jack Skipper last seen at 6:15 a.m.
You know what? I texted you this morning. Said it's going to be about 1:15, if that's okay. I thought I was 15 minutes late. 2 hours and 15 minutes. Sorry.
So, your own time you're wasting, mate. So what? So you went to bed tonight. So it wasn't that you just slept through, but did you have a busy one last night?
Yeah. So yeah, I got in at 6:15 a.m.
Oh God.
Just couldn't sleep.
Yes, just went for a wander.
Just went for a wander in all the pubs.
I'm leaving it there. Yeah. And that's my final statement.
Jack, how's Edinburgh going, Jack?
Yeah, it's going all right, mate. It's going all right. To be honest, like I brought like running shoes with me. Joined a gym. The gym gear. To be honest, I'm at the point where I brought a water bottle, and that seems ambitious, to be honest. Fuck's sake.
I did a weekend away just gone in Birmingham. And when I got to the hotel, they did say, so gym's free to use. And for a brief moment, I was like, oh, I haven't bought any gym gear. And then I thought, no, you're going to go see Oppenheimer. Like, you're not going to.
Yeah.
And then you might be furious about this. They said to me, breakfast included. They said to all the other comedians who were on the bill that weekend, breakfast included. We all went separately. And it wasn't until we met for the gig that evening that we all spoke about our previous experience that day. I turn up. I'm like, oh, hi, Tom Tull, room XYZ. And they went, all right, breakfast isn't included. And I was like, oh. No. I was straight away like, well, I was told it was included by a member of your staff. Yeah. And they went, oh, you can add it on. It's £18.
18 quid?
I nearly spat in the guy's face. I was like, to go from thinking you've got a free breakfast, having to shell out £18, you're like, no, that's not happening.
What the fuck is on the breakfast? Coke.
All types of coke. You'd want them all, wouldn't you?
Eggs, sausage, bacon, and cocaine. That's what I want for 18 quid.
But the problem is, I've done those gigs and stayed in that hotel before and got the free breakfast. So I had that memory going in my head. I had the memory of the receptionist saying it was free. And then I had the memory of some of the other comedians, because you gig on the Friday and the Saturday. So this is the Saturday morning I'm doing this. Yeah. On the Friday night, they all were going, oh, yeah, it's free breakfast tomorrow. So in my head, I was like, have they got free breakfasts? I know I'm the only one missing out. So I say, oh, no, thanks, mate. So I'll just go Tesco's, grab a bit, and then go to see Oppenheimer. And then that night I speak to the other comedians and they've had, one of them didn't bother going down to breakfast. So they didn't have to deal with that disappointment. The other two, one of them was like, I think it devastated him a bit. He was like, oh, just when I went up and said, they said, oh no, he said, I didn't put up a fight. I just went, oh, right. Okay. And walked away. He said, but what's annoying is when he was told by the receptionist it was a free breakfast, he said he did a double fisted celebration. And he said, that was all for nothing. And then the other comedian said, well, look, you'll put up a bit more, said, well, this has always been free. I've done this gig a few times and it's always been free. You're going to have four very angry people with all the same story. But the problem is there was one person in the breakfast place. There was one person sat there. And I just thought, if they had turned around and gone, no, it's not free, but it's a tenner, I'd have gone, yeah, maybe. But going from free to £18, you're like, you might as well charge me a grand. Like, I was so furious.
That's mental. I reckon you could literally freestyle a breakfast. You know, when you go, like, you don't pick, like, in a cafe, you don't go set menu.
Yeah.
You just start freestyling. That's still not going to come to £18.
God, no.
You could go four sausages. You could double up on everything. Tops, £11.
Yeah. So it was a bad start to the day. But then I saw Oppenheim, and Oppenheim was insanely good.
Yeah, brilliant. That's on my list though. I need to go and do that.
Oh my god. And I did, it was IMAX as well. So I did plan to, I have to see it in IMAX, but it just, the screening I was going to was in IMAX. Just insane.
I bet your hotel was nice though, because I'm this accommodation, man. It's like a halfway house. I feel like I'm just got out of prison. I'm trying to reform.
Well, it's a good job you're only spending a couple of hours a day there, then, isn't
it? Yeah. That's what's driving me to it, though. It's just like not wanting to be here. Do you know what I mean? It's like...
your nightly
walks. What's wrong with it, Jack?
It's... I'm not going to turn the camera around. Do you know what, though? It's like, it's not even my house. It's not even like... I don't live here and I'm embarrassed. Do you know what I mean? Do you know what I mean? It's like, just put a picture up or something. I've had to go out and buy a vanity mirror. Look at that.
Oh wow!
Was there no mirrors in the house?
There's not a mirror. There's no mirrors.
Oh god!
It's like really, really like sterile, and it's like, because you know. Also, it's one sort of like it's called a flat, but it's not flat. It's like, it is, but it's not. It's like sort of, you know, hospital vibes.
Yeah.
What I mean, just so that's sort of like sterile.
It's dorms, isn't it? It's not flats. It's dorms where everyone's got their tiny little bit of space to themselves.
And you've got your own room, right? And I'm gonna do this right. And what is whoever the people is I live with? They've got like fire doors.
Yes,
right. So they automatically slam,
mm-hmm.
right? And every moment of every day, someone is fucking just slamming fucking door. And you don't have to slam it. You can just look. You can ease it
when
it
nudge goes. It. Yeah.
But I'm gonna show you. What I hear. Well, you can listen out to what I hear all night. Right, okay. Right. Ready?
Ready? This is it. Wait there. that wasn't even me. That one. See, that's what I mean, right? Ready? That. Did you hear that?
Nah.
No. I'm just complaining too much. Yeah. You didn't even hear it.
No, I couldn't hear it.
Maybe the mic didn't pick it up.
Well, you know what a door slamming sounds like, don't you?
I do know a door slamming. So, yeah. Joe, I popped up to Edinburgh to see Jack. This was within the first sort of 5 days. I don't think it hit him yet. He did say the accommodation wasn't great, but it wasn't. It seems that we're probably about another 7 days along at this point now. Yeah. And you're obviously it's got to you sort of being there now. But how is general? Because I thought I had a really nice time. I know I was only there for 3 days and I've done the festival for the full run and it can be a long slog. So just being there for 3 days was enough for me. I enjoyed it. I saw some cool shows, took Anna, my wife Anna and daughter Elsa. We had a lovely time, took her to some shows. What was great is got to one show, AAA Batteries, which is a great show. If you got like younger kids, there's no swearing in it, and it's during the day, and it's sort of pay what you want as well.
Oh, great!
So I seen Chris, who runs the show, Chris Turner, and he said, "Oh, why don't you? I said, "Oh, we're going to pop and watch the show tomorrow," and he said, "Oh, why don't you just get up and do a bit?" So that was a really cool moment when I just got up, went round the side and they went, and now Tom Toll. So Anna and Elsa were sat in the crowd and I just got up on stage. So, and just did the 10 minutes.
So that was quite... What a nice, wholesome story about Edinburgh. I have nothing like that.
So, Jack, is this your first time doing the full run?
Yeah.
So we're about halfway through now.
I've just hit the halfway point. Joking aside though, it's wicked. Like, as in, like, the amount of gigging I've been doing and all that.
Are you taking extra shows over and stuff?
Yeah, man. I'm doing I think I did 8 gigs in 2 days.
Wow.
Last 2 days.
Amazing.
I'm loving it. It's just it's like, I think it's that thing. You got to be out, ain't you, when you're living in a halfway house.
Because going into Edinburgh,
the ankle tag lets you. Yeah.
Fans of this podcast will know that going into Edinburgh, you hadn't been drinking. How long into the Edinburgh experiences did that last?
Oh man, no, it lasted a good 39 minutes. No, I think I had a couple of days in, and then I'm just the first one in it, and you get it all wrapped up in it. The excitement, and I've been eating well though.
Have you?
Yeah, because it's like, you know, here
it's easy to not eat well in Edinburgh.
Yes.
Yeah, I say eating well. I've not been eating healthy.
I've been
eating well. My mum would say I've been eating well. Do you know what I mean? So you've been eating well. He was like, basically means getting fat.
Yeah.
Sure. he's eating well. No, it's like, because what it is, it's like, you know, it's like, you know, like when you go to like a festival or like a fun fair, and there's all them like food vans.
Mm. Yeah.
It's just, you're just surrounded by them all the time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like, what shall I have? You
know what I mean? Crepe. Yeah. Amount of crepes I have up in Edinburgh. I'm not even that fond of them.
No, I'm not. There's a crepe place that's the only place open all like 24 hours.
Oh,
wow. So it's early hours morning, you have like a crepe, but I had a savory crepe.
Oh,
chicken.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Chicken and cheese. Yeah.
Yeah. It was weird. I don't know. That was weird. I'll tell you what is wicked. I'm haggis.
It's on board with the haggis.
Haggis is well nice.
Yeah. No, I like a haggis fritter.
Yeah. What is it? Am I right in saying it's boiled sheep stomach?
Yeah. Something like that. Yeah. I like that. But then I like a bit of batter or sort of have it fried. So it's like almost like a chicken nugget, but a haggis one kind of thing.
I do what I like as well is like when you sort of walk around and you're like, you know, I don't know if it's just for the festival, but you walk around and it's like, you know, you're eating haggis, there's a man on bagpipes. It's like, there's no like stereotypes.
Yeah.
You're just like, oh, this is actually like,
it's happening.
It's an American rom-com fan's wet dream, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like, they're like, oh. yes, there's, you know. And just for good measure, there's a little heroin addict on the corner there screaming into the void. So, you know, you got all the stereotypes wrapped up.
Yeah,
as Jack
neighbor
did say to me on the street, Joe, he said, Scottish homeless people are Premier League homeless people. He said, they really are. They're a cut above, you know.
I get on with them, to be honest. They're my neighbours. You know what I mean? So it's like, where I'm living, morning, John. I'm getting on well with Anne, the lady who works in the laundrette.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
Just go in there now. A little old lady called Anne. She's nice.
You don't have no washing facilities at yours, no?
Nope. Even if I have, I'm just going to use it as an excuse to go and chat to Anne.
She's your mate, yeah.
She makes me feel nice. Do you know what I mean? It's like, how old is your dear going, Jack?
It was better than my impression.
I'm on top of this stuff, Jack. Don't worry, I've got you back.
I talking of eating well. I went to shopping centre yesterday, and it was like 11 o'clock. So it's in that annoying places where some places still do the breakfast menu, some people don't, places don't. And so I went and got a KFC, and when they had the KFC, they're mounted where you pay. Do you know, like the pay station which are usually away from the counter, and you just go there. Mm. They're mounted on the counter. So you have to go up there and tap it all in while staring into the eyes of someone that you don't trust to take your order in the first place. It's a really odd system. I was just kind of like, I could, like, they're there. They're there with the till right there next to it. And I'm still just going, no, I'll just tap it in myself. It's fine. Like, it's a really odd system. Like, at least when it's away, you go, oh, yeah. Like, yeah, I know a lot of people complain. They're like, oh, no, you shouldn't use self-checkouts and stuff. You know, but I'm just like, I think that's one of the best things that's happened to shops, really. I like having a self-checkout. I like going in, out, boom, done.
It was annoying, though, when you have to buy a Red Bull.
Yes. Yes, which is what I have to
get. Do you get IDs for a Red Bull?
Yeah. Red Bull's
shit.
Yeah.
It's a real pain in the ass because it's like you don't want to, because I then I have to queue up because I don't want to be that guy who like goes to the self checkout and it's like, because you're distracting from the, do you know what I mean? So it's,
Yeah.
That's because I've been drinking a lot of Red Bull. I know what I've stupidly done though. I did, like, someone on Instagram. Kindly said, "Oh, I see you're in Edinburgh. If you want a good value breakfast, he sent me a link. Go here." And I thought, "Well, that's good." But what I didn't realize, he sent me a link saying, "And if you want a fancy dinner, go here." Right? And I clicked the wrong link for the maps. So 11 in the morning, I went to like a really fancy restaurant.
£18 for breakfast.
I spent 25 quid on this. Because I walked in, I was like, you're committed. You're like, is this the place that does? I was like, where's the breakfast? No, this is like a real gourmet. Like, I clicked the wrong bloody link. So that was like 11 in the morning. But I've been doing a lot of walking, and I quite like that around here.
Yeah?
Yeah, a lot of just mooching about, walking around.
Wicked,
it's just avoiding being in this room, to be honest. That's my
end. Sure.
it's sort of...
So are you living with anyone, Jack?
Yeah, there's other people here. But it's also that thing of, you know, oh, do you know that there's one bathroom?
Yeah.
You sort of do that thing where you go, it's like, I get like, you have to time it right when you leave to go to the...
Yeah,
bathroom. Do you know what I mean? It's like you wait. You. I'm listening out for door slams.
Yeah.
Are you trying to get it? Are you trying to get it all done in one visit? Like you're taking your toothbrush. You're taking your shampoo. You're gonna have a poo.
Yeah.
Get it all done.
I prep the bag, and then you do that thing where you go right. This is one shot, and you sort of leave the room, and you go to. It's not like you've got like a engaged sign on the door. So then you have to go for the handle, right? And it, when it's locked, that's a bit, you have to sort of run back. Yeah.
And they know that you need to use the toilet.
Yeah. You just sort of stand in the middle of the room holding a bag. There's nothing, you know what I mean? What are you going to do? You know what I mean? You've got to just wait and then just listen out for someone to leave. I don't like it. I'm quite I like my own, without being too graphic, you know, I like my own throne.
Sure. Yeah, I understand that.
Yeah,
sure.
Do you know what I mean? It's like, it's a lot, you know what I mean? It's, you know, and then like, you know.
Are you a lengthy shower person as well? Do you like a long shower or do you, in and out?
I think it's about, I love showering. I do, you know, sometimes I do it just like, just for something to do sometimes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, I know it's probably not good for the environment, sorry.
Sure.
I don't know what that says about you as a person, if I'm honest. I don't know what that... Do you know what I mean? I don't know what that means.
No, I mean, just, I think sometimes you just feel like I want to be... I like being clean and smelling.
Yeah.
And sometimes I just go sort of like, have a nice shower. It just it wakes you up. It's like refreshing. Do you know what I mean? But here it's sort of like, I can't just do that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's tricky. Do you get on with the people you're living with, though?
Yeah. I'm joking, Les. They're fine. No, honestly, fine.
No, I saw on Instagram your mates have popped up. How was that?
Yeah, that was quite. That was quality, actually. That was brilliant. That was so good. It was like, my cousin. We got to get him. I think we get him on a podcast. My cousin. Wicked. He's like he's proper like oi oi, like proper like oi. You know what I mean? And just watching him walking around an arts festival was brilliant. He's like in a tracksuit. You know what I mean? Just like, it was really funny. You know what I mean? Just sort of like, was it being like, was it the enthusiasm? No concept of what it actually Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Do you know what I mean? It's like,
I bet he was happy to take flyers, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
he's like, oh, thanks, mate. Like,
yeah. A lot of that going on. Do you know what I mean? It was that was really good. So I think that the boys come out, so we had like a good weekend. That was quality.
Were they all staying in a hotel or hostel? What were they saying?
They'd got themselves a nice a flat.
Were you not tempted to go back to theirs for a few days?
Yeah, but I just didn't have a bed there, did I? I mean,
yeah.
But my mum's coming out Saturday.
Hey.
Oh, nice.
Quite nice and wholesome. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That should be good. She'll come see me live.
Has she seen you before?
She has, yeah. But my mum's one of these people she watches comedy, stand-up comedy, and it's like, she doesn't like, she's impressed by the wrong thing. Like, as in she'll just like be sitting there watching stand-up comedy, and the whole way through she'll go, how do they remember it all? She's not laughing. She's just like, wow, look at all that remembering going on.
She's impressed. She's impressed, but not laughing. That's
how they do it. Yeah, looking around. Are you seeing this?
Yeah.
It's not real deal.
I guess, yeah, that's all she'll say the whole way through.
You remember it all.
That's all she cares about. So, and it's sort of like, you know, sort of like when you're like, I've been at before, like, you know, you sort of like peer out from the green room, your mum's waiting for you to come on. You just know. I get it. It's like, you know, when you go and watch your kid in a play and you don't care about anyone else's kids. It's sort of like, that's sort of like my mum, do you know what I mean? In an audience, just sort of,
yeah.
Where's my boy? Where is he?
Filming you on an iPad.
Yeah. I want to see him do some remembering. But no, that'd be nice if she comes out. I think I'll be nice and wholesome, and then it's just less. It's like, I think though, because I'm at halfway point today. I think, because generally journeys, isn't it, you get to the halfway point, it gets a bit quicker, doesn't it?
Oh yeah. But there's a lot of days off either yesterday or today, isn't there? So there is a real sense that it's the halfway point, isn't there?
Yeah. But I think like a lot of like, say, people listening to this probably like, won't have a understanding of what Edinburgh Festival is, or Edinburgh Fringe is it? You know what I mean? That's like, I didn't understand before I got into comedy. It's like, what is it? I don't understand.
Yeah.
I still don't fucking know, if I'm honest.
It's either like it's a place where I've had some of my best memories and also some of my worst. It's a real hard place to describe. It's a long time to be away from sort of home.
Yeah.
Even when I was a single man doing it, it was a long, long old month.
A month is a long time to do anything. Do you know, like, even if you go, if you go on holiday for 2 weeks, it's like, this is getting a bit much now. Even all you're doing is sit around doing nothing, like relaxing, drinking, like, this is, I just want to, do you know what I mean?
It gets
And also, the thing is, like, here, like, so if you like, to, like, to really explain it, if I need this Edinburgh explaining to me before I knew what it was, essentially people coming up doing shows, comedy shows for a month is essentially what it is. And so like, you get like you bump into people constantly, and it's like the standard question, so how's your show? And
how's your show?
And yeah. And you just got to keep saying, yes, go.
It's a little bit of Groundhog Day, and you sort of like you can, but
you sometimes you can feel the patience wearing on people. Also, for the listeners, what people don't know is like, a lot of people got to promote their own, you know, show. They got to fly, they got to try and get people along. So at the beginning, it's like, yeah, it's going well. Yeah, we got four people in yesterday. I mean, that was, you know, for that time, it's not bad. And there's sort of like upbeatness to it.
Right.
And the more it goes along, it's like, fucking four people in yesterday. The people's patience starts to sort of like, do you know what I mean? And then on the other side, you've got the sort of like, you know, the sort of thing where people are trying to not make themselves look bad. You know what I mean? Where it's like, you can, do you know what I mean? It's like, yeah, you know, they sort of just go, yeah, just think I'm really enjoying it. You know what I mean? It's like, it happens a lot in comedy where people are always trying to sort of tell you how well they're doing.
Oh yeah,
and you're like, I don't.
Especially if you're good, well, if you're doing badly, tell me.
you get to that point though, because you'll be seeing all the different characters pop up, like the ones, like the people who's it's going well or as expected for, and then it's the ones that are getting bad reviews or the ones that are getting no reviews. They're like those sort of like little bits of desperation start, and then the anger starts coming out.
But the thing is, I've always said this, like, because like I've done like a couple of comedy competitions before, right? And to be fair, I've always done, well, the two I've done well. You know what I mean? Final, runner up. You know what I mean? I've done like both of them, to be honest. I've run up both of them. So it's like, that's an achievement. You feel good. But whenever there's anything like that, the feeling after, you still feel shit. Because essentially what you're doing, you're standing up there and people would, essentially your humor is your personality, isn't it?
Yeah.
People are doing, people are judging your personality and scoring it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, out of 10.
Like, yeah. I mean, it's like, and you're up there just going, it's not like a running race or whatever. Do you know what I mean? It's like, we're gonna judge you, and then we're gonna write comments on it and share that. Do you know what I mean?
Give you some feedback at the end.
Yeah. And it's like,
here's how your personality could improve.
Yeah. Essentially what it is. Yeah.
The calmest person I saw up there was Mark Simmons, who obviously has been on this show twice. Yeah. Yeah. Mark is doing a work in progress, and he's obviously got quite a nice social media following. So he has, yeah, I think he has one Plara doing a shift before his show. He has a nice big room. I took, so Elsa's 9, my daughter. So we took her along to see the show, and there's a section where we said, right, fingers and ears, because Mark had pre-warned us.
Oh, but funny.
He just does the show. He's getting stuff together. He's going to do this year. He's going to do next year. And those two together are going to be the basis of his next tour, because his current tour is still ongoing. And it's just a nice way to be. He's not worried about reviews. He's not worried, you know, he's not trying to get industry in or anything like that. He's just getting his material ready. So when he tours again in 2 years' time, he's got 2 hours to pick from. And that's it. But then you see other people that have put their life savings on the line to get noticed. They're putting 10 grand into it. They've booked PR. They've got this stuff, and it has to work. Oh, right? No, yeah. And that is where you go, right, this is where it's crushing. So I think Edinburgh Fringe, if you go up there with the expectation of, similar to what you have, Jack, where you've gone up there going, right, I'm just going to be a better comic by the end of this month.
If you
set yourself a goal like that and go, I'm going to be a better comic at the end of this month, you're going to make it. You're going to hit your target. If you go up there with all sorts of these, I'm not saying don't dream big, but I'm saying dream realistic. Do you know what I mean? And like some of the...
It's always such a depressing bit of advice.
That's a good bit of advice, isn't it?
On the train up there. I'm not saying don't dream
big. I'm not saying don't dream big. I'm saying dream realistic.
That is the equivalent.
Vote for Tom Toll for Congress. Yeah.
Sorry, guys. Do you mind if I sit here? Up to Edinburgh, are you?
That is the equivalent of my dad telling me, get yourself a trade.
Because
what you want to do doesn't work out.
Then you can go back. Yeah.
No, love the show. You have got the backup plan though, haven't you?
Yeah. How much are you putting on this show? £5,000. Okay. I didn't love it that much, mate. Okay.
I told that thing before about when my dad was like, you know, like the parents sometimes like that doesn't have no concept like stand-up comedy. He doesn't get he's supportive, but he doesn't get like, he doesn't, so he helps out any way he can. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But when I said to him, I was like, Dad, I can give up carpet fitting. I can, like, you know what I mean, I can pursue my dream, and I'm actually gonna be a comedian. I don't have to be a carpet fitter anymore. First thing he said was, what are you gonna do about the van? That's where his brain went. You know,
realistic. He's being realistic.
He's being realistic.
Cannot fault the man.
The first thing he thought of.
What did you do with the van?
I was going to get it. I was going to fucking...
Oh, sweet. Lovely.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to sell it. It's an absolute nightmare. It's an absolute nightmare.
No. But, sorry to bring the mood down.
Yeah, no, yeah. I've still got a van. I haven't sold the van, to be honest. It's not good for the image. Or it is good for the image. I don't know.
Great for the image. You're an everyman. You're the Tom. What is it you call Jack?
The housewife's favourite.
The housewife's favourite.
Absolutely.
Not here. I'm not. But you know, it's being here though, it's like last night I had a chat with a fella about football, and it was so nice. Oh. Like, do you know what I mean? It's like it wasn't like, we're not talking about comedy.
Right, yeah.
Talking about just the Premier League started up again.
Can I have a guess what you were talking about?
Go on.
Roy Hodgson trying to knock someone out.
No, it weren't actually.
That was really funny.
It was just general. Do you know what? It was just a Spurs fan moaning.
Oh, I love that. That's what you want.
What I love about Spurs is I'm a Chonk fan and I still can take the piss out of Spurs. I love that. Okay.
Like... it was like, this is nice. It's not, we ain't got to talk about anything else. It's just it's like, you know, like, yeah, like, it's all like sort of like white noise to me. I'll drift. Oh, this is, baby to sleep. Yeah, it's just a Spurs fan moaning. I was like, oh,
some things absolutely never change.
This is lovely. But no, do you know what though? I've done some like wicked gigs up here though. Some like really fun.
Amazing.
Really fun gigs. Did Late and Live. That was an experience. That was a tick that one off the list. That was really fun.
Wow. Nice.
Yeah.
How was it?
That was like mental. That was like, I think it was the first night of it as well. On the Friday night, so I was like,
because is that the one that has got like for years has had the reputation of being like quite chaos.
But yeah, I think a lot of people told me, because obviously I've got no reference, but it's come down quite a bit compared to what it used to be. But still, like crowd surfing at the end, though. I mean, that's not
right. Okay, yeah,
your average comedy gig.
that's amazing.
I think as well, like I hear it. I think what it is like your body clock is like, because it's, you know, if you want to like hang out with friends and that, it's all like after midnight.
Sure, yeah, if they've got a late show.
Yeah, it's a 5 a.m. Like I was saying last night, like 1 a.m. is sort of like my 9 p.m. now.
Right.
Me and Jack went out for drinks on the first night I was there, and I got back to the Airbnb, Anna opened the door, and then I just, because it wasn't my house, it's not my flat, this flat had only really been in for about 3 hours. I just completely misjudged a step and fell flat on my face. Yeah. And she just went, you... And I was like, I swear that step worked there, really. Like, I was like, oh my God. Luckily, I didn't hurt myself too much, but there was a bit where I stood up and went, oh, that's going to really kill tomorrow. Jesus Christ.
Did it.
Oh, luckily I got away with it. But yeah.
I actually saw someone proper fall over the other day.
I love it more than anything in the world.
Yeah, it's so good. I was saying that to I think I must have been saying it to you, Tom. It's like, they're like kids now are more sort of like, you know, they grow up and they talk more with compassion and empathy.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
I was like, I was with my son and one of his mates fell over and no one did a thing.
Oh.
I was like, what? That deserves a she fell over, doesn't it?
They ran over and checked he was all right. What's going on there?
Come on, what is going on? And look at his hair. Why haven't you had a go? It's school shoes. They're shit. Have a go at them. What is it? Sort it out. I've never been so disappointed.
You're slowly noticing all these things. Why haven't you told me about his fucking shoes? Yeah. Look at them shoes.
Fucking state of them.
Call him shoe wanker. What is what are you doing? Sick of wiping your ass. Following you around, telling you how to do things. Absolutely sick of it. Sort it out. You're about to hear an advert. If you don't want to hear an advert, you can sign up to the Patreon and become a good un, like these lovely people who have just signed up. Callum, Martin, Tanya, Michael, Alex, Colin, Dave, and Toby, you fucking legends.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Jack, what you've gone up to Edinburgh with isn't, like, just for the listeners, you haven't taken up like an hour-long show, have you? You've gone up as part of a package.
Yeah, that's it, mate. Yeah. So I'm doing like 20 minutes a night on a compilation. But it's also like just like jumping on like spots. In the day. Do you know what's really good about it? I've realized this. Like when you do like 3 or 4 gigs a day, you can back at it. I mean, sometimes you double up back home or whatever, you do that sort of thing. But generally you do 1 gig a night as a general, don't you? Do you know what I mean? Or like 4 nights a week. But like, what it'd be like, sometimes like, say something doesn't go well, you've got to go, I've got to wait till that gig tomorrow. What's wicked about here? You just go, I was going to go to another one now
and rectify it.
Just go and do that. It's like that sort of thing. You don't ever get sort of caught up on anything. Do you know what I mean? Like I kind of use like the analogy of like where I used to be a carpet fitter now, like where it's like, it's you get to a point with carpet fitting, you're on sort of like autopilot. Do you know what I mean? It's like you're not on the way to dropping. Oh, I wonder how this is going to go. you get there and just do the job. Let's get to that point now. Here, you know what I mean? Just turn up, look at the room, do the job.
Sure. Oh, that's great, man.
Yeah. So that's an aspect I'm really enjoying.
Oh, amazing! Yeah. And it's because there is something like with Edinburgh, it's easy to sort of run away with it because you're basically just hanging out with all your mates that you've met on the circuit over the last couple of years. They're all living within a square mile. Everyone's doing the same thing.
Yeah, that's it, and it's great, and it's like when you're around it, when you go and watch like good comedy, I'm always one of people where it's I like being around the really good people to make myself better. Some people might do things different, didn't they? It's just either small fish, big pond, or the other way around, isn't it?
Jordan Henderson's last 5 years of his career. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, you surround yourself with good players and you become a good player by osmosis almost. You go,
That's it. Because I always think with comedy, I was saying this, and not in a unhealthy way, but in a healthy way, like competitive. When you're sort of where did you learn to be funny? In a pub or in the van or on site. It's like competitive, man. There's loads of people throwing jokes around, you got to fucking compete. Do you know what I mean? It's like, if you don't get in the gaps, you're not shut off. It's a bit like that, isn't it? Do you know what I mean?
It's changed though. It's changed that I went out for a curry with my boys last week. Joe, where were you?
I can't remember. But everyone got the shit, so I'm fucking delighted.
Everyone got the shit, yeah. No, it's like you chat. A lot of the chatting was about people that weren't there. And a lot of the jokes were aimed at people that weren't there. It was kind of like we were like, well, let's not have a go at the people who are here. Let's have a go at the people who weren't. So a lot of the jokes were at their expense. And then, the morning after, the whole chat was, how's everyone's stomach doing? It's like, enough. Some of them had done like 4 or 5 by the time we reached midday. And it was like, oh, God, it's not. Mine wasn't that bad, but it was thunderous. Yeah, absolutely.
But I think, there's a real human nature. The keenness to slag people off.
Oh, I love it. Oh, yeah.
What is that? It's like a little bit of juice.
You just remember things, don't you? You remember things that they might have, and you justify slagging them off in your head because you go, oh, no, wait. Remember when you did that to me 5 years ago? And then you go, oh, right, okay, we'll slag them off.
I love the people who do the phone check before they start slagging someone off.
In case they've called them?
It's like Chris. Yeah, and then you go, look at the phone.
Yeah.
The phone, just to, what a cunt.
Siri joining in going, oh, do you want to call Chris? Oh, no. It's all right, mate. I'll ring him right now. Yeah. Like, no.
That is all good. That is, the pocket dial. There's a fear as well, isn't it? The fear of like, oh, God, like imagine like left a voice note or something. Do you know what I mean?
Oh God, yeah. The worst is that. I mean, I don't do it. I haven't done it for a good number of years, but I have sent texts to people thinking it was like about them, sending it to them. totally mean to send it to someone else. So it's horrible.
Yeah, even if it's not anything that damning, it's just still horrible.
And even if you
text someone on WhatsApp and you go, I'll quickly delete that, they still get like a notification that you've deleted something.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And you still feel, even if it was nothing, you still feel a bit like, I'm just letting you know, that was just a... Then you've got to send another one.
Yeah. Yeah. So, oh, just, yeah.
Just let you know that thing I did. I didn't...
That... Yeah, it was nothing. It was just, yeah. But, yeah, what's your best show you've seen so far, Jack? Have you seen any good shows?
Oh, well, me and you saw Josh.
Josh Pugh was pretty special.
Oh, and really?
Work in progress as well, yeah.
Amazing.
And I saw our boy Mark Simmons.
Oh, did you go and see him?
Yeah.
It's great, isn't it?
Really good, really good. And it's the best thing about Mark, isn't it? It's like you can watch Mark and you can go, I'm going to use that down the pub.
Yeah. I mean, I do preface it with, this is my mate Mark's joke, but I did. And what's great is...
I don't at all. If you listen to this, Mark...
That's how he got his name, as being good, funny in the pub. Mark Simmons,
they love me down. They love me down the Jolly Farmers. Right? Let me have this.
There's a joke of Mark's which lasts about 2 minutes. The how old joke. So I won't ruin it if listeners ever want to. And he does it, and I'm watching my daughter as he's doing it, and she's like confused because it goes on for a while, and then when he hits it with the punchline, her jaw just drops and she goes, oh, and she just turned to me and she just went, oh, that was amazing. Like it was so nice to see something hitting someone, because I obviously knew it was coming because I've seen him do it before. And it was just that hitting,
it's when you see your kids get into comedy. I mean, I probably shouldn't, but I watch Anchorman with my son.
That's fine. That's fine.
That's fine.
He was like in fits of laughter at San Diego, a whale's vagina. He was like in proper fits of laughter. He absolutely loved it. It was proper good. Actually, though, I was saying this. I think like I've been thinking this since I've been up here. Like, you know, certain type of, say, observational comedy. I think it's like a thing you can't learn. I think some people, or you can learn it, but there's lots of people have like that. You're tuned in to look at things in a different way to other people. And I think my son, right, he went to me, and he wasn't doing it to be funny, just like looking at something. He goes, no, do you know Little Red Riding Hood? I was like, yeah. He goes, she was little, yeah. She had a red hood. I was like, yeah. He went, what was she riding? I was like, I don't know, son. It's a bloody good question. I was like, you're doing your own bit of observational. Good little premise. That's what I mean. That's what it is, though, isn't it? Not taking anything on like face value and just question everything.
Yeah. Oh, gotcha.
It's like built in. You know what I mean,
yeah. Well, it's I mean, that's always right. But it's actually to take apart the nursery rhymes.
Yeah.
Yeah, lovely.
Yeah. That's always rich. But I think that's it. Sometimes, but you know what? I was saying, like, up here, though, I have had a bit of writer's block.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because I thought, I don't know if it's writer's block or it's like, I'm still like, got new bits working and stuff. But it's more like, it's probably not writer's block. What is, my expectation level was too high. I thought, I'm going to be surrounded by comedy and I'm going to be writing loads. And it's like, but a few bits. But it's not like, sure. I mean,
yeah, but you're also perfecting what you've got.
Yeah.
You know?
So when you're doing the shows, Jack, are you, because it's 20 minutes a day, that's your regular slot, and then you're popping up elsewhere. In those regular 20 minutes, are you doing different material each day, or are you trying to stick to the same 20?
I'm playing around with it. I'm playing around with it and, you know, like restructuring it. But also there's like little things like, you know, learning, like the room I'm playing in, it's quite a tricky room to play. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
So it's like, it's working out how to do that, which is, you know, that's a bit of the craft within itself, isn't it? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like how to, it's a funny old room. So it's like, you know, and then you're doing so many rooms a day and you have to like readjust. It's sort of like, you know, I have like a few moments where I go on, where I just go quiet and just assessing how does this room work? Do you know what I mean? It's like,
yeah.
One of them type of things. It's,
because a lot of rooms in Edinburgh aren't normally comedy rooms. There's rooms below restaurants, caves, you know, anything in Edinburgh that become a venue becomes a venue.
Yeah.
You know, and you seemed to, there was also a sense of what I found is you were having a nice time in terms of the numbers that were coming to your show, yeah. And other people were. There were several people that bumped into a little worried, that a bit like, yeah, numbers haven't been there. So I left Edinburgh going, I don't feel like I feel like this is not a bad year for me not to go up.
Yeah.
Do you know, it's could be maybe next year. I don't know.
I've got no reference though for me. I
sure.
Fucking heaving. I mean, it's, but well, it's really busy. I'm not seeing it not during the fringe, but it's like, you know, like last night was a Monday night. Where would you go on a Monday night that's like packed out like that?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Yeah.
But also, you like, you forget that like there are people who just live in Edinburgh.
Oh, it must be like, hell, Friday, wasn't
like,
it?
Like, yeah. Like Friday, Saturday nights is just Friday, Saturday night. Do you know what I mean? It's.
Yeah. I think if I was in Edinburgh, I'd just try and rent my place out and get a shitload of money for just 1 month.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Just go stay just outside of Edinburgh, where it's a bit cheaper. You'd still be up a few hundred, wouldn't you?
So I've been doing as well. Though, is going like any time sort of, you know, like I feel a bit like sort of homesick or just a bit. It's just like there's like a shopping center that's like really nice and clean, and it just feels like I could be somewhere near home. Just hang around in a shopping center.
Yeah. Have you done a cinema trip during the fringe? Is
yeah,
quite
I'm
good.
Gonna do it. I'm gonna do it. Yeah, yeah. I remember I did it a lot in when I was in Australia for a couple of years. Like if I got like that, I just watched Fools and Horses.
How many years did you live in Australia?
About 2 years.
Oh, 2 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I came back between, so like 2 years in total.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, were you backpacking the whole time?
It's all like backpack the first year, and the second year, sort of like, more like sort of settled in a bit more. Do you know what I mean? It was like
amazing.
Just living there. But it was like, yeah, I'd do that. And there was like a British aisle in the supermarket. Well, like a few shelves. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
With like pot noodles, Marmite. I was going to stand near it for a bit.
Sing the national anthem and cry.
Salute him. Salute that Marmite. Yeah.
I get like it on every holiday. Like even I went to the Philippines earlier in the year. It was beautiful. But still, even I could be in paradise, I'm like, oh, I just want to get back to get back to like the shithole I'm from. Because it's like the comfort of your local shithole. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Slagging off some shit shoes.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, yeah. They have got Wetherspoons here, though.
Oh, yeah.
In Scotland. Yes.
Yeah, they do in Scotland.
Yeah, I mean, I know. I was out when my mates got here, it was like, there was like, yeah, we couldn't really find somewhere to sit. We sort of arranged our own sort of table. James, like, you know, dragging tables and chairs over. It's like, oh,
yeah.
I know my way around a Wetherspoons. I've actually been doing that at the end of my shows, where it's like, you know, people like promote their nights.
Yeah.
If you want to see me in Edinburgh, I'll be at the. I was just saying, if you want to see me in Edinburgh, I'll be in the Wetherspoons.
Yeah,
that's another thing people do out here, actually, because you've got like the big venues, and you know the names of all like, the big venues, and you'll get someone who go, so where are you? This and they'll just name somewhere that you've never heard of.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you have to go, oh, that sounds good.
The pissing dog, you say? Okay.
Yeah,
just underneath the pissing dog.
Yeah. Oh, and I feel good. And it's a standard thing is, I'll come see your show. You just say it to Aaron, you don't.
Yeah.
Well, Jack, if any listeners are up in Edinburgh over the next couple of weeks, where can they see you? Is there tickets available?
Gilded Balloon. All the way up until the 28th, quarter past ten, in the wine bar and Gilded Balloon.
Lovely stuff. All right. Well, if any listeners want to go see Jack, that's where he'll be, and he'll be popping up elsewhere if you're in Edinburgh. If you want to be a good un and hear some more from us, jump on the Patreon. You can hear some more of Jack's dirty little Edinburgh exploits and. Where we don't bleep the names.
Yeah.
And I've got a wicked story this week from one of our listeners called Marty. Fucking hell, it really made me laugh.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's well funny.
And actually, yeah, if you sign up to the Patreon, I'll tell you what's really been going on.
We'll find out why he was out till 6:15.
Okay. If not, I'll see you next week, listeners.
See you guys.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.